Good evening and welcome to our Thursday evening prayer meeting. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for keeping us and bringing us safely through another week. We pray again for our country that you will deliver it from the coronavirus threat. Lord, bring it to a halt, we pray. Bring to a halt, we pray, this recent increase in numbers contracting the virus, and that there will be a sensible response from the younger generation among whom this increase is being manifested. Lord, help us as slowly we prepare our church to reopen. Give us wisdom and revelation each step of the way, that the power of your word may be again made known and manifested. O Lord, we bring before you again those of our fellowship who have need of healing and help. We think especially of Rose. Heal her, we pray. Deliver her from all pain and discomfort. And may she know from day to day your abiding presence with her, Lord. May she enjoy and know a wonderful fellowship with you. Lord, dispel all feelings of loneliness. May she know your real presence with her, Lord. We pray also for Sheila Mara and Sheila Barr, who are both now in a care situation. May they be blessed and know your provision for every need. And we pray also for William, that by your mighty power you will bring him a complete deliverance from that lymphoma. We bring before you Lord Anne and Malcolm Wheeler, that you would keep them day by day in their medical needs and supply their every need. And again we think of Tom and Jean and pray that Tom may know freedom from all pain and your healing touch in his body. Lord, as a church we are looking for a full return to praise and to worship and to the ministry of your word for all your people, that together we may be encouraged, Lord, and strengthened, that we might grow in grace and in knowing you, and that we might be motivated and enabled to bring the message of the gospel to our surrounding areas with a new sense of urgency and the fullness of the power of your Holy Spirit in our individual lives and upon us as a fellowship of your people. Lord, bless us, we pray, and enable us to bring the good news to our neighbourhood in these difficult times in a way and in a power as we have never seen before, Lord. Oh, fill us, Lord, to an overflowing fullness of your Holy Spirit, that we might know your will and be empowered to do your will, that souls in these dark days, in these last days, may be saved and brought to the light. Oh, Lord, move in us, we pray. Move in us, we pray. Let us take this opportunity, Lord. Lord, as the days are growing shorter and your coming draws near, let us reach out in power, Lord, with the message of the gospel, as we've never done before. Lord, you've assured us in your word that you're able to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. So, Lord, strengthen us in that faith. Strengthen us in that promise. Strengthen us and use us for your glory, we pray. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Now it's time for you to pray as well and to bring your request to the Lord. And when you have finished, click on the closing prayer button. Be blessed and may the Lord continue to lead and to guide you. Hallelujah.